Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is June 26, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. To apologize about yesterday's Bible reading cutting off at the end there, I was having computer trouble yesterday, and for some reason, internet trouble, and then I wasn't able to re-record. I'm going to try and get it out there. It'll be on sermon audio once I get that posted, but Lord willing, we don't have a repeat today. But that said, today we're going to be reading from Deuteronomy 31. We're going to continue through Psalm 119, picking up in verse 97 to 120, Isaiah 58, and then Matthew chapter 6. So let's get into the Word this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 31. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day, and I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, and he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, king of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto them, In the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, and he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of the Levites, and bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord and unto the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of the release, in the feast of the tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing, and gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord thy God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as ye live in the land whither ye go to possess over the Jordan. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua, and present thyself in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. Moses and Joshua went, and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of their fathers, or after the gods of strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in this day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought in that they have turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it in the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. And when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenants. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, which I know their imagination. For I know their imagination, which I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses, therefore, wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of the writing of the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take the book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion, thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, and I shall speak these words in their ear, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. That was Deuteronomy chapter 21. Let's move on over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, we're going to pick up in verse 97. Psalm 119:97. Meme. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditations. I understand more than the ancients, because I have kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, and therefore I hate every false way. Noon. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, and yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, and yet erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Samech. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all of them that err from the statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, and therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. That was Psalm 119, verses 97 to 120. We're going to continue that for the next couple days. Next couple days. Isaiah 58 for our next reading today. Isaiah 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. And yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice, and they take delight in approaching to God. And wherefore have we fasted, they say, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye may break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bringest the poor that are cast out of thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I. If thou take away from the midst of the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in. And if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath of a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Amen. That was Isaiah 58. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 today. Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thine closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard because of their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, and wash thy face, that thou might not appear unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye, and if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be full of evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. And if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, or what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, and what you shall put on. Is not thy life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, and neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto thy stature? And why take ye thought for your raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? And therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. And take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, June 26, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Just a reminder, of course, today we have adult Bible class and Sunday school starting at 9:15 today. And then at 10:30 we have our regular worship service. Actually, in adult Bible class, we're going to be starting the books of 2nd and 3rd John. And so if you haven't been with us, now would be a good time for you to join us. So come on out, 9:15 today. Also, very exciting day. We're going to be having a missionary presentation later in the evening. We're going to have a dinner. That's going to begin at 5. And then we're going to go upstairs to the top level of the FAC and have a little time of worship and hear from Caleb Gibello, who is a church planner in Papua New Guinea. And so it's going to be a really, really good time. I really want to encourage you to come on out, bring the kids. Be a good opportunity for them to hear from a missionary that's doing a lot of really, really good work overseas. And so make sure that you come out to that. But that said, make sure that if you haven't done so, leave a comment or a reaction, and I'll be sure to mark that off. But that said, why don't we open our Sunday with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day, another day that you have made. Lord, I pray, God, that we would indeed apply the words that we read, Lord, in these passages. Lord, especially the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, God, that Lord, that we would not worry about tomorrow, but instead, God, that we would focus on today. And today is your day. Today is a day that we set aside. It is the Sabbath. It is the Christian Sabbath. It's the day that we set aside to focus solely on you. And so, Lord, may everything that transpires throughout this day that happens, God, do just that, Lord. May the music, may the preaching, may the sharing from the missionary, God, may everything, God, work out for your glory's sake to focus us on you today, Lord, I pray. We love you, and I pray for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody. See you later, Lord willing.